Good morning and welcome to our Thursday morning chapel. It's my fault we don't have bulletins today, so my apologies. Thanks to Nathan Madsen for playing organ and to Christian Waltz, one of our seminary students who will be our preacher today. The opening hymn will be hymn number 25. Hymn number 25. We will sing all the verses. O Holy Spirit, grant us grace.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text chosen for our consideration this morning is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, beginning at verse 25. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here? Jesus answered them and said, Most assuredly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him. So far, the word of the Lord. You are what you eat. Have you ever heard this expression? Now, of course, we're not supposed to take these words in the literal sense. It doesn't mean that if I ate nothing but McDonald's hamburgers, that I would turn into a great big giant McDonald's hamburger like the lovable character Mayor McCheese. No, the statement is a warning to us against eating too much junk food. You see, if you ate nothing but junk food like pie and cookies and ice cream and drank nothing but sugary drinks, your body would become weak and unhealthy. And so in order to maintain our bodies, we need to eat healthy foods. But just as we need to eat healthy for our bodies, more importantly, we need to feed our souls with good spiritual food. In today's lesson, we see how Jesus feeds our souls and keeps them spiritually healthy. He provides the spiritual food, and we are to seek out this food. Earlier this week, we heard how Jesus performed a great miracle. A crowd of over 5,000 people were gathered, and Jesus fed them with a few small loaves of bread and a couple puny fish. And the people began to follow Jesus. They wanted to make Jesus their king. They thought to themselves, "This man is a really good teacher. I want to follow him. He provides me with food so I don't even have to work. And he's a good man. He even heals the sick." You see, the people were following Jesus for all the wrong reasons. They didn't realize that Jesus was the Son of Man or the promised Messiah, whose main purpose was to come to this earth and take away the sins of the people. The crowds were more concerned about their stomachs than receiving good spiritual food for their souls. So are you like those crowds who followed Jesus? Why and what reason do you have for following Jesus, the bread of life? Do you too seek out earthly food that perishes rather than that heavenly food that gives eternal life? God tells us in the third commandment, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." And Martin Luther explains it this way: "We should fear and love God that we do not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear it and learn it." Have you kept the third commandment perfectly? Have you always sought after that food that Jesus offers each one of you? Perhaps you think you do a pretty good job at keeping the third commandment. You read your Bible every day. You have devotions every day. You have faithful chapel attendance. And perhaps you can't even remember the last time you missed church. But the third commandment has more to do with our attitude than our actions. Do we hold God's word sacred and gladly hear it and learn it? Many times we go to church because we are expected to be there, or because if we don't go, we would feel guilty, so it's easier just to go to church. And when we have the opportunity to hear God's word, how oftentimes doesn't something more important enter into our minds and we leave the church service thinking that I don't even know what was said today? Yes, we have all fallen and failed to keep the third commandment. And Jesus tells us we are continue to seek out this spiritual food. But how often don't we consume our fill of the junk food of this world? This world is full of rotten spiritual food that is bad for our souls. And even though we know this, we continue to eat of this food. Just let me give you two examples. Perhaps you have someone in your family or a coworker that you really look up to, and you respect that person, and you want to be like that person, so you ask that person their opinion, and maybe later you find out that person is gay. And so then you begin to eat the rotten food of this world and think, well, homosexuality is an alternate lifestyle, and maybe it's not so bad. And your soul becomes poisoned. Or maybe that rotten food that attracts you is your attitude towards alcohol. Maybe you've had a really hard, busy week, and you need to blow off some steam, and so you have a few extra drinks tonight because, you know, I really deserve it. and you eat the rotten food of this world. And those are just two examples, but each one of us has some food of this world that we're attracted to and that we eat. And Jesus tells us if we continue to eat of this rotten worldly food, our souls will become weaker and weaker. And eventually, we could spiritually die and go to hell. But Jesus has something so much far better to offer us than this worldly food that perishes. He offers us true spiritual food that gives eternal life. Because Jesus himself is the true spiritual food. Jesus was the man who came down and kept all the laws in our place, even the third commandment. We see Jesus in his Father's house and worshiping God and praying to his Father. And the whole life of Jesus was a sacrifice, and it culminated on that cross of Good Friday. And there we can look up and see Jesus with his bruises and his fresh wounds and blood dripping down as he experienced the very terrors and torments of hell itself, the hell that you and I should have experienced. And Jesus, the true God, paid for your sins with his very own blood on that cross. And God put his seal on Jesus. He showed the people that he was the promised Messiah by his miracles and his teaching. But Jesus had the ultimate seal from his Father placed upon him when he rose triumphantly from the grave 3 days later, proving that Jesus is victorious over sin, death, and the devil. And now Jesus brings that spiritual food to you and to me personally. He comes to us personally and gives us the forgiveness of sins. In our baptism, Jesus gave us a new life. And not only that, he continues to feed us. Our baptism has the same power as when we were baptized as it does when we will die. Each day, as we confess our sins, we go back to our baptism and drown our sins in the waters. And through absolution and the confession of sins, the Holy Spirit gives us strength and works faith in our soul. And God gives us the Bible, the very words of Christ. And as we read and ponder and meditate on those words, Jesus rejuvenates our souls and revives them so that we can withstand the spiritual rigors of this life. Probably most visibly, Jesus gives us food in the Holy Supper. As we kneel at the communion rail, along with the bread and wine, we receive the body and blood of our Savior. Through the eating of Jesus' flesh and drinking of his blood, our souls are fed with the very good spiritual food that preserves us. And we can use those means every day. There will be times in our lives in which we go through many difficulties and struggles. There will be days in which we are depressed. There will be times that we feel lonely and no one is around. And there will be times we feel the crushing weight of the sin of ours on our shoulder. That's when, my friends, we need to listen to the invitation of our Savior and go and feed at the food that he offers us through his word and sacraments. Because that is where we find the comfort and the peace and the hope to get through the difficulties in our daily life. So we really are what we eat. Jesus has provided all the spiritual food necessary for our journeys on this earth. And we can be confident that he will give us strength so that we can end our journey here and enter into heaven. And there we will see our King. And he will provide for us not earthly food that spoils, but true spiritual food that gives everlasting life. Amen. And now the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Please rise for prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Almighty Son of God, we beseech you, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts through your word, that he may rule and govern us according to your will. Comfort us in every temptation and misfortune, and defend us by your truth against every error, so that we may continue steadfast in the faith, increase in love and good works, and firmly trusting in your grace, which you purchased for us by your death, obtain eternal salvation, for you reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the next hymn, hymn number 266. We sing all the verses.